One of the things I want to teach throughout next year is honor. Let me tell you something. If you develop a culture of honor, your life will change. Just learn how to make sure nobody feels small around you. What I just said has financial benefits. When people see your presence as a plus, there's some simple things. I was talking to a very wealthy man because he did something for our church. When he did something for the church, I flew. Did you hear what I said? I booked flight, flew to his house. I said, I wanted to thank you personally. He was shocked. I don't know if I should say this or not. Then he told me about the man of God that he sent 100 million naira, and he replied with text, thanks, may the Lord, you know, said. See, let me tell you something. That one now, he will never see favor again and will be wondering what happened. That he's prayerful. What is happening? He said, the Lord bless you. Thanks. 100 million. You know, see, there are some things prayer can never help you. You are finished. If you don't change some attitude... forget to. As I saw him like this, you were there now, hailing. As he came in like this, I started hailing him. He's an Igbo guy. I asked my Igbo friend to give me Igbo hailing. I can't remember it because I crammed it. You know, so I said, you use MTN mask to do toothpick. You just said Igbo. I can remember one. I said, Utalia na Piego or something like that. You use cane to flog money. Yeah, see, you will pray for him. Oh. You will say, God bless you. But do you understand what I'm saying? Appreciate people, my friend. Appreciate people. You know, something happened. I'm telling you real life stories. I don't know. I just feel moved. I can talk of it. There was an opportunity that church should not have missed. We needed to pay for something instantly. And the money that we had, we couldn't access it. For some, it's a long, you know. So now I'm thinking, if this deadline should pass, we're going to miss a great opportunity. What do we do? I wanted to give more context, but it's not necessary. What do we do? I need a lot of money. I'm talking not 100 million, 200 million, not 400. I'll stop there. Because some of your hearts cannot take it. So, and I'm saying this for a reason. I made two phone calls. The first person, you know, because first and foremost, I never ask for anything. Never ask. You need something? It will be done. I don't know how we can pull these resources, but it will be done. So the person was moving around, you know, and all of that. But now I needed to do before close of business, and the notice was short, admittedly. So 4 p.m. had come. I don't want to miss this opportunity. So I called someone else, you know. And this is why I tell you, just be nice. Are you listening to me? What you work for in 50 years, somebody can give you as a gift. As I was explaining, the explanation was an inconvenience. What do you want? I said, then we need to do this. What do you want? And we need to do what do you, okay, we need this amount done. And for context, it was a loan. We just needed to, I said, we'll give you back next week because the money we were trying to get is going to come in and blah, 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 blah. So in 1 hour, the money had landed. And then by the evening, the first person I called, that one too landed. Are you listening? So on Saturday, I called the second person I called and I said, thank you very much. I sent a message. I said, of course, I'd called already. I sent a message and I said, thank you very much. The money came in earlier than we expected. Please send an account number. Let us return it. And the person called, is there any rush? Are you listening? It's like you're not ready for what I'm saying. Is there any rush? And I said, we have the money. He said, okay, is there not anything else you want to do? So I started explaining again. Well, there's this thing. What do you want? Last, I said, okay, let me give you back December 2025. He said, done. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm only telling you this for a reason. One of the ways that you can become a rich person is not by your account. Are you listening to me? One of the ways that God changes your life is by quality relationships. See, you need to understand it so that you don't joke with it. Another mistake people will make is they are now looking for rich people to be nice to. You have made a mistake. You have made a mistake. Most of the people who can step in for you like that are people that you have known before they became who they are. Are you getting what I'm saying? Just be a good Christian. Just honor people generally. Generally. Why am I telling you this? Because when I tell you, hey, you can do more financially, you're not like, I'm working hard already. So I'm telling you, first and foremost, you're looking in the wrong direction. It is not just the works of your hands. It's by quality relationships. There are some people, are you listening to me? If they lose their mom, book flights. Don't say it's in the East. Go there. My friend, what are you doing with your time? Are you listening to me? I should just teach Greek and Hebrew. You prefer that? Another thing you should focus on is on your gifts. Is on your gifts. See, if they empty your bank account, two things can bring you back: the quality of your relationships and the quality of your gifts. They can bring you back instantly. Please invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Don't just mindlessly do what others are doing. All right? For some of you, can I say this? Will you forgive me if it does not apply in your context? For some of you, masters is a bad idea. You have no business doing master's degree. You are just doing it because everybody is doing it. You have to understand, school is a business for somebody. It's a business. And they will package one course that will not change your life and collect more money from you. So you need to be smart. You need to look at your environment and say, what service can I really render here that will empower me financially? And do I even need a degree for it? Do I even need a degree for it? If you've been working for a while, some of you know it is not many of the things that bring you money. You didn't need a degree for it. So what? So now think about it. In a poor economy like this, some families will gather 30 million to help someone travel for masters. Now I'm thinking, what if you had a vision that had a proven track record that you could channel that energy towards? If your family can come together for something, is it to give someone who has school money? So what if that... Are you getting what I'm saying at all? So now, I don't think it may... You know, see, if you're a technocrat or if you're going to study medicine or law, the more the merrier. Get all the degrees. 100 degrees safe get. All right? So that you'll be hotter. Do you understand? 100 degrees. You know, I'm just playing. It's okay. Don't worry. Just focus on what I'm saying. Make no mistake, some degrees change your life. An MBA is always a good idea. Always a good idea. No matter what you are doing. No matter what you read in school, an MBA is always a good idea. All I'm saying is take a step back. Count the cost. Don't just throw money. You know, I'll tell you something. I don't know why I'm in the mood. So I'll tell you something. There's a guy. He had one windfall years ago. He had a government contract. And when he got the money, he took all the money and put in what is called a high yield investment. Do you know what that is? I don't want to mention brands, but please, this is not an endorsement. All right, it's not an endorsement. Okay? And still talk to financial experts, assess the risks. But I know high yield investment is relatively safe. Okay? So, have you heard of maybe like an app like CowrieWise? Now, he put the money in high yield investments, and every day, just imagine, he gets about 60,000 naira interests, and his capital, you know, I hate Forex. This is my personal. Anything you can put money into and the money can disappear will never make sense to me. Nobody has been able to convince me that can I lose money? If I can lose, I'm not interested. I hate Bitcoin. Yes. Anything that can cause tears, I will only cry for souls. That's my. I can never foolish. No. I don't like. I will never be intelligent enough to understand that I put money somewhere and I checked and it's not there. Nah, scam. I know they don't tell me. It works for some people. I'm just saying, me personally, I can never put my money in such a thing. But now, this kind of investment, your principal is always intact. You know, and all of that. And you're earning. So now I'm just wondering, many of the people who are putting maybe their money for jackpot, and then you go there to be middle class, to be washing plates. Meanwhile, somebody has his money in an investment, and just by the returns he's making on a daily basis, he's not spending money. On one hand, you are saving your principal. On the other hand, the money you are getting as an interest, you are using it for your day-to-day expenditure. It's just one of the many smart things to do. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, sir. See, however the Lord leads you, all I'm saying is this. There are some definite changes you can make in your life against next year. Definite changes. Some of you, the car you are driving does not correlate with the money in your account. Go and sell that car, my friend. Who did they impress? And the funny thing is, if you play your cards right, is it car? Don't eat your seed, is what I'm saying. If you play your cards right, you can. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't fall for the culture. Impressing people that will not know you. Just let your money disappear and see if they will still remain your friends. Who are you impressing? Focus, my friend. Focus.